Beth Tuparakatane joining us, lead researcher on a landmark exhibition for the Sustainable Seas National Science Challenge project, Tangaroa Arara. Now, that's happening in the capital this week, aiming to transform marine governance in our country. The three-day Uhitai exhibition is going to showcase Tangaroa Arara's research findings through an array of Māori art. Hey, Beth, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei.
Tēnā
koe, Dale. Hey, Kia Beth, ora. Using art in a sustainable seas kaupapa, intriguing. Combining policy research with contemporary Māori art's quite a unique method. Tell us more about this, please, Beth.
Yeah, no, kia ora, Dale. So our project Tangaroa Arara, which means sort of Tangaroa of the many paths, is celebrating our diversity and perspectives on our journey. This project is a part of Sustainable Seas National Science Challenge, one of the national science challenges across disciplinary mission-led program. And it was designed to tackle New Zealand's sort of biggest science-based challenges. And so we're one of those projects focusing on the oceans. Our project in particular is around reimagining a new way of governing our oceans. And so we've been able to look at sort of exploring the system, what it looks like and what it could look like with Tangaroa at its heart. Mm.
Okay. Well, at the moment, we're reliant on governments, aren't we, and governmental policy, which sort of manages the way our relationship with the Moana proceeds. And, you know, that's an age-old way. So has this challenge or this research project allowed you to think outside the square and to come up with some innovative ideas about how that regime could be moulded to better reflect the challenges of the 21st century? Take the ball and take us for a run there, please, Beth.
Yeah. Well, our findings really, the importance of creating governance systems that are deeply rooted in the culture, spirituality, and our connection to the natural world. We've also looked and started to explore things around embracing a futures thinking approach and have looked at different scenarios that that could occur into the future. A lot of our underpinning of our research has been guided by what we've called through the research our Ngā Pai Moana, which is a set of principles, tikanga Māori principles that were developed through kōrero with some of our experts, those involved across a whole lot of different oceans-related kaupapa, such as waka hauroa, whale fencing, our tikanga experts. So we've had a lot of discussions with people around trying to design a set of principles that can guide us in the way in which we navigate this kaupapa. One of the key insights from our research has been around sort of looking at the need for a dynamic and adaptive approach to marine governance. As you just mentioned, the whole thing around the ocean is ever changing, climate change, the impact of climate change, our stocks are depleting. So our models are looking at how can we be a lot more flexible in the way that we respond to these new challenges and opportunities.
I guess critics would say, hey, it's all a bit wishy-washy there, sis, but, you know, what I'm getting at is that it seems that governments want to access the resources of the Moana, not prioritising the welfare of the Moana, which I'd suggest would be the priority if a Māori model was overlaid across how we relate to the Moana. Some thoughts there?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our whakaaro around how we actually transition into such a space is around that national direction that we operate in the current system that we do, and it's looking at how do we create national direction where you are able to have tangaroa at the heart or ocean-centric approach. And so there is work already being done, like Te Mana o Te Wai, where you embed the national direction because it needs to come at that level. But ultimately what's coming through is that it also needs to be community-led. And so being able to have place-based knowledge inform the way in which we operate at that local level. But you need both is what we're coming through with. You need that national direction, you need the guiding principles, which aligns very much with tikanga, acknowledging that flexibility that needs to occur. We can't have things cemented and then never changing. So we need to be a lot more flexible in the way that we move forward.
Tēnā koe. Beth Tupuarakātene with us for this kōrero. Beth, the kaupapa is Ohitai, an exhibition which is underway as of today. Could you share with us a little bit about who are involved here, artists, some of the projects featured? I'm led to believe there's short films and waiata, podcasts, etc. And where's it all happening, please, Beth?
Yes, we're having it here at the Whare Waka. We're having our opening this morning at 9 o'clock, so shortly, very shortly, and it'll be over 3 days. So our first day today is very much around opening it up. We're going to have some wānanga sessions to talk about the research, etc. But we have arts that's been produced by a number of Tai Kerekere and Rina Kerekere are our curators from KE Design. We have Nick Tupara, Tony Sadlier, Iwirori Maynard and Irina Kopu have done some art pieces here. And then we also have, we've had Maui Studios who has helped us develop a video to a part of our findings. And then on Thursday evening, we're going to have the Tuari brothers who will be coming in to perform a waiata that they've created as a part of this research project, as well as perform some of their other songs that people might know as well.
Tēnā koe, Tuhine. As somebody who's worked in this sort of environmental space for many years of your career, what would you say about the value of the Sustainable Seas Research Project?
What was that? Sorry.
The Sustainable Seas Research Project. I know this is one arm of it, but what do you sense is the value of this sustained focus about that research?
Yeah, I think in terms of our project specifically, Sustainable Seas has been going for a 10-year period, and this project's just been recently been involved. It has been an interesting time to look at how do we actually move these forward, and we are hoping through our project we'll be able to provide tangible ways to be able to transition into this new way. So some of our kōrero and our wānanga sessions over the next couple of days will help inform us. We have some thinkings and ideas that we're wanting to share with people, and through our wānanga we're wanting to test them and get people's whakaaro on that so that we can present at the end of our research projects some real tangible ideas in which people can look to pick this up and take forward in a way that might work for them.
It's been a pleasure having a kōrero with you. In fact, the exhibition itself, Ohitai, looks really intriguing, doesn't it, with podcasts and short films and all the kaupapa. Thanks, Beth. You know, I'm disappointed that Te Mana o Te Wai has been disincentivised, I guess, by political moves. But, you know, the health of our taonga, taoro, is absolutely paramount from a cultural perspective. Mm. So we box on, we battle, we fight to keep it as good as it can be, eh, sis? That's something we've all got to do. The mahi without end.
Keep on keeping on. Yeah.
Kia ora, Beth. Nice talking with you, sis. Thanks very much.
Ka pai. Thank you, Dale.
Thanks. Hei konei rā.